You always look so cute when you are completely helpless. Blindfolded, gagged, tied up. You're practically begging for me to devour every single inch of you. But, but not yet. The real fun hasn't started yet because I want to drag this out. That's right, baby. I want to tease you for a bit before we start the real fun, before we get into it. I think I'm going to do that by describing in vivid details about my plans for this evening, and you, my helpless little pet, are going to listen to it. And there's a reason I didn't cover your ears. Feel free to make all the pitiful groans and whimpers you want, though, since you won't be able to get any real words out. Tonight, I'm going to start by straddling your hips, just like this. Do you feel my weight on top of you? And then I'm going to grind down on you, just like this. Ooh, from the noises you just made, I might have to do that again later. But first, I am going to run my soft hands all up your chest, starting from your stomach, and then slowly, teasingly, have them glide all over your torso and onto your chest. Maybe I'll stroke a little more here, a little more there. Nothing harsh, but just enough to leave you wanting more, craving more. I can see your hands twisting in those bindings, and you can do that all you want, but remember, you wanted this. You wanted to be teased by me. Having regrets already? Of course not, my little masochist. What if I combined my roaming hands all over your chest with the grinding of my hips against yours? What would you do then? Doesn't it feel good? Being so close to me and being denied at every single corner. You can't even touch me. The only time you get to touch me is when I allow it. And I haven't allowed it yet, so instead you get to take what I give you. I bet you're just aching to feel me right now. You're craving to run your hands along my waist and feel how warm I am against you. But that's not for right now. Right now is teasing and denying you time. And what if I just started to crawl a little bit more up your body so that my face and, more importantly, my mouth are right here by your neck? What are you going to do? Stop me? I just know your head is wondering what I'm gonna do next. Where is my body going to go? Where are my hands going to touch? Where are my hips going to land? Where is my mouth moving towards next? It must be painful to have so many potentials and never knowing which one's going to become a reality. So many options, so many choices, so many ways to give you everything and nothing at the same time. Your world, my little pet, has been narrowed down to just my voice and touch. And when I kiss you, right here, you just completely melt, don't you? You look absolutely adorable right now, getting so flustered. What if I just started kissing you right here? Would you make those pretty whimpers for me, baby? I think I want to move a little bit lower now. Just a little bit further down. Yeah. This is exactly what I was looking for. This sensitive spot that just drives you wild. This spot is fun, but I think I want to taste your neck again. It seems to be getting lonely without me. I bet you are wondering where this is going to go. I'm not going to stop with just kissing and licking and biting you. Oh, no, no, no. What type of person do you think I am? I would kiss your lips, but they're a little occupied at the moment with that pretty gag in your mouth. No, I've just been debating where do I take this. I can do whatever I want to you right now. That's a lot of power for one person to have. I was thinking I could draw this out, dry hump you and make myself come without giving you anything. My next thought was, I could give you oral and I could edge you for hours like that. Just bury myself between your thighs, alternating between giving you oral and giving your thighs hickeys. But then I thought, you would probably expect something like that. And I don't want to be predictable. I can always use my hands or bring out my strap, but I'm not feeling either of those tonight. What to do? What to do? I could also just not give you anything. It's another one of the possibilities. I could always be so close to giving you heaven and then just take it away and give my attention elsewhere, never even touching you. I could even get off of you and instead just lean in your ear and whisper all the dirty, perverted things I am thinking of doing to you. Watch how you get turned on just enough to want more but never getting it. There's just so many options and so many ways to play with you when you are like this. Maybe I should play with you like this more often, huh? You can't talk back to me, and I get to use you any way I want. I think I've decided how I'm going to play with you tonight, pet. I think I'm going to edge you with my mouth. And if you, my dear, are good, maybe I'll actually let you come. How long do you think you can last, baby? How long do you think you can last with my mouth doing all these dirty things to you? But it feels so good to have my warm mouth on you. Don't you dare hold back any noises. Just because you're gagged doesn't mean I don't want you to whimper. Go ahead. Be as loud as you want, baby. Be loud for me. Let me know how good I'm making you feel. You taste so fucking good. But remember, you're not allowed to come. You gotta prove to me that you can be good, that you can follow instructions. You gonna be a good pet? You're not gonna come in my mouth. You're gonna be edged like a good, good, obedient pet that I know you are. Are you gonna disappoint me? Are you gonna be naughty? Are you gonna come without permission and have me punish you? You are a masochist after all. Maybe that was your plan this whole time. So fucking good. Now I'm gonna suck real hard, and then I'm gonna pop off, and then I'll decide if you get to come. I don't think you're gonna come tonight, baby. Sorry. It's more fun to keep you denied and desperate for me. Better luck next time, huh?